News. I'm Sherry Preston. James and Jennifer Crumbly in a Michigan courtroom right now for their sentencing on involuntary manslaughter charges. They're the parents of Ethan Crumbly, who shot and killed four students at his high school in 2021. Prosecutors say the Crumblys did not do enough to stop their son's mass shooting. Settlement reached. Norfolk Southern Railroad has agreed to pay $600 million to settle a class action lawsuit related to the fiery derailment of a train in East Palestine, Ohio in February of last year. A New York judge rejecting last-minute arguments from Donald Trump's legal team that the Stormy Daniels hush money case should be thrown out or moved out of Manhattan.
At this point, it seems pretty clear that this case is moving to trial. These issues have been litigated. They've been addressed. And I think that the chance that this isn't going to begin on Monday is very small.
ABC Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams. Under arrest in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, an 18-year-old who the FBI says was plotting to attack area churches and kill parishioners. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden says his new student loan forgiveness plan would cancel tens of thousands of dollars in interest for Americans who can prove hardship cases. He called it a ticket to the middle class in Madison yesterday.
I think we all in this room share one goal, give everybody a fair shot, just a shot, freedom to chase their dreams.
Republicans call the plan a desperate attempt to buy votes. Wisconsin's longest-serving state senator is calling it quits. Republican Rob Coles of Green Bay says he'll retire instead of run for re-election now that his newly redrawn district is more favorable to Democrats. Coles is 73 years old. He was first elected to the Senate in 1987 after 4 years in the Assembly. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Fire Department made a bit of history recently. According to a Northern News Now report, the department has hired the first ever K-9 in its history and the only K-9 working with a fire department in the state of Minnesota. The 2-year-old yellow lab named Jack is reportedly trained to sniff out ignitable liquids that can show fire investigators that a particular fire may be a case of arson. Jack has officially been on the job for a little over a week and has investigated 3 fire scenes with the Duluth department. Another business in Duluth's Lincoln Park neighborhood has announced it will be closing. According to a Fox 21 report, Little Nietzsche's on West Superior Street in Lincoln Park has announced it will close next month. The owner of the store and play place for toddlers was reportedly looking for a new owner when she found out her rent would double in 2025, but was unable to find somebody to take on the higher rent prices. It has been located in the Enger Lofts building since October 2021. It will close on May 19th. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will try and snap a 4-game losing streak at home when they host the #1 seed Boston Celtics tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks' Chris Middleton losing a tooth Sunday night after getting knocked in the face by former Bucks guard Dante DiVincenzo. He's now with the Knicks. It happened in the second quarter. Doc Rivers.
He went to the dentist. So, yeah, I think he had to have dental surgery would be my guess. Not good, but it is what it is.
The Celtics have won 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball, the Brewers fell behind 8-0 last night in Cincinnati, but nearly came back. The Reds went on to win 10-8 over Milwaukee. It was the first time in over a year left-hander Aaron Ashby pitched following shoulder surgery.
Yeah, I thought Ashby was great. I really do. I mean, I didn't expect him to be that good. He threw great changeups, got a lot of swings and misses on it. For his first Major League start in a while, I thought he did great and deserves to be with us again.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles possible off and on through about midday, and then we will gradually become partly cloudy this afternoon. 56 today, the wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 65 with some late day and nighttime showers. That will continue into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, our visit with Congressman Mark Bohan and the ongoing question of whether Republicans can finally move an aid package for global hotspots.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And as promised, I am joined by Hope Inspired Ministries CEO Eric Barber and Merrick Fell.
Merrick Fell. Yes.
Good morning to you guys. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Thanks for having us so much, Earl.
I'm excited about having you guys in the studio. These are the kinds of stories that I like to be a part of. You know, let's talk a little bit about yourselves first. Let's talk about you, Eric. You're the CEO.
Yeah, I've been with Inspiration Ministries as the president and CEO for the last 7 years, and it's been a very rewarding journey. We've come through a difficult, few years with the pandemic, and now we're, you know, as an organization, positioned well to go into the future. And, you know, this is my passion, the disabled population and helping them thrive. And really counted a privilege to be able to be at the helm of moving our organization forward.
Merrick?
Yeah, likewise. I've been with Inspiration Ministries now for 6 years. My career has been in development and fundraising up to this point. I've worked for a few nonprofit organizations, more recently through Aurora Healthcare Foundation in this area here, but always lived in Walworth County. And had an opportunity to join the team at Inspiration Ministries a little over 6 years ago.
You know, this is kind of special for me because I, like you guys, am involved in special ed, in groups and organizations. It's people with special needs. You know, just next door here is a campus that addresses and deals with Easter SEALs. Mm-hmm. Special people. And we live in a society, unfortunately, gentlemen, that, you know, for the most part, we see people with special needs and we see people with broken bodies and we don't know how to address them. And so we think that those people with those special needs, like because I'm a treatment foster parent, I kind of have an understanding of what most people don't when it comes to people with special needs, and that's the fact that they're just like anybody else. Mm-hmm. They have broken bodies, maybe, but their spirits and their souls, just like anybody else. They want to be just like anybody else, mm-hmm. and they don't really want people to, you know, look at them in a manner as if, you know, because their spirits are high. Mm-hmm. If they can do things and not rely on people to help, that, you know, they want independence just like anybody else. Am I far off the mark?
No, I think you're right on. So at our residential facility down in Walworth, about 70 individuals live there, ranging in age from 80 to about 18 years old, actually, all the way up to 85 years old. And if you were to walk our hallways, if you would see this, you would be amazed by the smiles that you would see on the faces of the individuals who live with us. And they have an amazing hope, and they have an amazing joy that puts me to shame sometimes. And we have, honestly, we have a lot to learn from individuals that have special challenges. And we need to include them more in our society, because I think we're missing out if we don't do that.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. You know, our organization was founded by a pastor 75 years ago. And one of the things that struck him, he was working with somebody who was mostly bedridden, but was just a joyful individual. And the circumstances 75 years ago weren't quite what they are today. So facilities like Inspiration Ministries didn't exist. And he wanted to take people like this individual and lift them out of those circumstances and set them into a community where they could live and thrive. And so that's really been the mission of our organization, to continue that, to continue providing a home where individuals can thrive. You know, these, like Eric said, 18 to mid 80s, this isn't a place where people come at end of life. This is a place where they come. This is their home. We've had residents that have lived with us for 50 plus years.
You know, the essence of who we are is really in the spirit anyway. So, you know, and it's perfect timing, as I was saying earlier. You know, this past Friday, we had a special ed prom that we have every year. And I noticed it's about 10, 12 years for me now. And I noticed when I was volunteering my time in the schools, and I would watch special needs children who would be introverted throughout all the time they're in the building. And even if they went to the proms of their regular proms in the schools, they would be in the corners. But when you came to the special ed prom, those same children blossomed. Mm-hmm. And so I think we've got a lot to learn as a society about people with special needs. And maybe they don't cross our paths enough in our lives, but we can learn a lot from them.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, a few years ago, 4 years ago now in June, we opened a coffee shop in Lake Geneva to put people with disabilities in the spotlight, to put them in front and center, take them out of the dish rooms, take them out of the corners, and put them behind the counter serving individuals who wanted a cup of coffee. So we've been at that for 4 years, and it's been an amazing journey to be able to train people with disabilities, to put them in the spotlight, to help them get the skills that they need and to help them get jobs in the community. That's part of what Inspired Coffee in Lake Geneva does. And we've seen it change the fabric of our community in terms of just the receptiveness of our community to people with disabilities. And we need more businesses like Inspired, and other employers, I think, need to give people with disabilities an opportunity to work, because they are a reliable workforce and they're just a real joy to be around.
So it's certainly cost. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine what the cost is for having those special people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How's the funding?
Yeah. So, again, as a nonprofit, you know, we serve people that are low income, people that have no other options. These are individuals that have had, many of them, disabilities their entire lives. So they don't have pensions, they don't have retirement incomes, they don't have full-time jobs to be able to pay for their care. So they're funded through Medicaid's family care program. So all but one of our residents right now are on the family care program, and that program, the funding that we get falls far short of what it actually costs to provide care. So we have Merrick and his team do a great job raising money every year to offset that loss every year.
So hold on a second, guys. Let's go to the phone lines. And Julie, hey, good morning to you, Julie. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I just turned on, and I'm on my way to Lake Geneva. I meet a friend there from Chicago, and we go to the Inspire Coffee Shop every time we're there. And it's a wonderful, wonderful place.
Oh, that's great to hear.
I just wanted to let him know that. Yeah, I love that. Love it. And what you're doing is terrific.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, what a coincidence. Thank you very much for the call, Julie. You know what I would say is, so what about the families of the special people who live with you guys? Do they get to see family members, and family members get a chance to come and interact, or yeah. many of them don't have family anymore.
Right.
Those kinds of things.
When Charlie Pederson, our founder, started the organization all those years ago, he traveled around the country and built a network all across this country. Over the years, you know, those connections and those residents that have lived with us for years have passed away, and that connection is a little bit more regional and more local now to our area down in Walworth County. But so that's all to say that many of our resident families are involved in the lives of their loved ones. However, there are still some that come from out east or out west, and they don't see their loved ones that often. But it's a we are not a dumping ground for individuals, so we don't see families just sort of dropping their loved one off and leaving them with us to care for them for their entire lives.
But oftentimes too, families are coming to us because they're planning for what is next in their life, that next stage, and you know, they're thinking about their 20-something, 30-something year old that they've cared for and provided great care for, but they know they're not going to be there forever. And they also know that their children want a sense of community, want friends to live with. And so sometimes mom and dad feel like they can't provide that at home. And so they seek out a place like Inspiration Ministries or even Inspired Coffee on the work and training side to plug their loved one into, either to live or to work. So yeah, we see people coming to us for all sorts of different reasons.
So you know you're sitting amongst a guy who is that person. My wife and I have been raising this young man for 21 years. He requires 24-hour care. Mm-hmm. He required 24-hour care when we took him in at the age of 2. He's now 23, and he still requires 24-hour care. I'm going to be 70, and my wife a few years younger than I am, and so we know we're not going to be around forever. And we don't want him to fall through a crack. You don't make sacrifices in your life for people, and then none of us live forever. So yes, it's without question something that's been on the minds of my wife and I, and planning for what happens afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many people who are in the same situation, and they're not aware. They don't know. Inspired Ministries is one entity that, and you can deal with 70. But there's 70 times 7 times 7 that is needed. And as a society, I think we can do more. And I think that we should, even our government should step forward, and we should make efforts, right, for people who, through no fault of their own, are the way they are.
That's right. Yeah, and that's why, you know, with this being our 75th anniversary, we've been at this long-term care thing, and for many years we're working on the employment piece for people with disabilities, but we're also looking at the future. What more can we do to serve maybe perhaps a little different segment of the disabled population? Because especially with autism, for example, there's a growing population there. So we have a committee that's meeting right now to begin in the very beginning stages of that, but to look at what's next for us as an organization, because we're not done. There are way more people that we could possibly help.
All right. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm joined by CEO Eric Barber and Merrick
Fell. Merrick Fell.
Fell.
F-E-L-L.
F-E-L-L.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. Of Hope Inspired Ministries. What say you? 844-967-2789 is the number.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I do a lot of shows over the years, and you know, there's a few that are always extremely, you know, important to me, and this is one. Because, you know, we have a kinship. And I'm excited about meeting Mr. Eric, Barbara, and Merrick Fell of Hope Inspired Ministries, because you do the work, you know, that I and my wife do on a much smaller scale. But, man, nothing's more rewarding, is it?
Definitely not. Yeah, it's hard work. It's really hard work, but, you know, when you see the individuals that we help every day, I mean, I was just talking about this with somebody the other day. You can't not do your work every day to your best, because they're the ones that are benefiting from this. We have an opportunity to make their lives great.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is rewarding. I often say, if I'm having a tough day at the office and I'm sitting at my desk and I'm, you know, my primary responsibility is community outreach, fundraising, and getting the word out about our organization. If I'm having a tough day, I literally just get up and I walk down the hall and I interact with a couple of our residents, and they can't help but put a smile on your face. You know, they do. We say this sounds kind of cliche, but they do far more for us and those they interact with than we could do for them.
Man, there's no question. You know, I had the opportunity with these, you know, these windows, they just put these partitions up on the windows. We used to be able to see out here. And next door is Easter seals, and they bring them by every day. And you think you got issues, right? And problems. And those people having, you know, they're enjoying their lives. And man, we just sometimes, the so-called normal people, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize just how good we have it. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Hey, good morning to you, Mary. How are you? Thank you very much, as always, for calling.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thanks for this focus. Your comment that society has a lot to learn from these challenged people resonates with me. I've got the privilege of being involved with people with mental illness disabilities, and I recall one person who had this challenge said that because of his disability, he's been enabled to rise to a higher spiritual plane, and without it, he would never have attained that. Being challenged affords a change in values for both them and we of healthier bodies. So society needs to more incorporate them into our life and, you know, normalize the disabilities. Thanks very much for this.
Hey, Mary, thank you as always.
Yeah, thank you. You know, and that's one of the reasons we opened up Inspired Coffee was, again, like Eric said, to have that community facing. Oftentimes we'd interact with individuals, you know, again, my job's raising support, or part of my job is raising support for the ministry. We have to go out and fundraise for about $1 million every year to offset some of those residential care costs, and then also fund our coffee shop. So our coffee shop, the operations side of the coffee shop, gets funded through through the sales of the coffee. And then we have a training program. That training program is primarily funded through donations. And so we get those donations in many ways. We get those through individuals. You know, when we opened the coffee shop, we needed to raise about $500,000, and the community came out in droves to support us. I joke that it was the easiest fundraising I ever did. But then we get people giving in kind. So they'll see a need and they'll fill that. So there's, and that comes from all over the state. It's not just in our area. You know, there's a company out of Pleasant Prairie, Iron Mountain Refrigeration, and they saw a need that we had for a refrigerator and a freezer. And we would have had to go out and buy one. This is several thousand dollars. You know, we were using some old equipment. They came in and donated it. So we've had people donate furniture, equipment. But what this allows us to do is to focus on that training program and give those individuals an opportunity to connect with our community, get the training they need. But again, the community has just come out to support us incredibly. So Eric and I are doing our work. We have a large staff of people here, but again, we got a large community of support that is also helping us.
So I got to believe you guys are in a scenic area. How many acres?
Yeah. We're on 60 acres.
60 acres. Yeah. Wow. Just tree lined and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cornfields around us. We're in rural Walworth County and about a mile and a half from Geneva Lake. And so it is really a beautiful piece of property. Yeah.
You know, so when we're talking about, you know, the training that goes into it, each person is different and their capabilities and understandings are different. So you have to tailor the training to each individual. Is it safe to say that?
That's right. Yeah. At the coffee shop. So we hired an occupational therapy assistant, and Caleb's job is to bring in new trainees and to kind of assess where they're at from, you know, skills and just social skills, but also any other gaps that they have that we can help address. And so his job is to help build those skills over the period of time for our trainees.
So let me ask you guys, because there's a question here, the Wisconsin DVR is supposed to be doing that work. You say what to that? Well, they can't do it all.
Yes. Right? Come on. So we had a lot of conversations with DVR prior to us opening Inspire because we wanted to explore, is there state or federal funding available for us to be able to do this coffee shop? We knew it was going to be expensive, you know, running a coffee shop. And the goal was to have the operations funded. But then there's this training program piece. We're helping the disadvantaged, the disabled. So we wondered, is there funding available? And we looked into DVR funding, and it's not available for organizations like ours, which is kind of ironic because of the number of people with disabilities that we're working with at Inspired, and yet we didn't qualify for some of the funding that other for-profit organizations do qualify for in terms of hiring and coaching people with disabilities.
Yeah, so DVR is Department of Vocational
Rehabilitation.
Rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. And I know they can't, you know, there's so many people that one size doesn't fit all.
Right.
And so, you know, the guy's point is, you know, it's a good question, but the answer is not the same.
Yeah. I think because we are not an integrated employer, community integrated workplace, we don't qualify for the funding that a lot of other places do. So we've been working with representatives and legislators and so on to see what would it take to change some of that wording in the federal law to be able to qualify for that kind of funding, because we're doing some good work, but it's expensive to do that work for this population.
All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I'm joined by CEO Eric Barber and Merrick Fail of Hope Inspired Ministries. What say you? 844-967-2789. We'll drill a little deeper on the other side.
Oh,
conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans like Congressman Brian Stiles say the student loan forgiveness program President Biden pitched in Madison yesterday does nothing to lower the high cost of college.
The burden needs to be on administrators to control the cost of the educational product in the first place. This is why this program is proposed by the president is so frustrating. It does nothing to solve the underlying problem.
Biden says his plan would boost the economy by freeing up millions of Americans burdened by debt. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican bill that would have let 14 and 15-year-olds in Wisconsin work without getting a state permit or their parents' permission. Evers says putting more kids to work is not a serious solution to Wisconsin's worker shortage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth resident was taken to the hospital following an apartment fire downtown. According to the Duluth Fire Department, crews were dispatched to the downtown fire around 6:30 on Sunday night. They arrived to find the fire on the first floor of the West 3rd Street structure and called a second alarm just in case the high winds caused the fire to spread. Crews rescued the tenant who was still trying to get out and treated him on the scene before he was taken to Ascensia Hospital due to injuries he sustained from the fire. After a study named Duluth as the loneliest city in Minnesota, organizers held a speed-friending event at a local cafe. According to a Northern News Now report, the Dovetail Cafe and Marketplace played host to the Play on Speed dating, giving Duluth residents a chance to meet all kinds of new people and get to know their community a little bit better in a short amount of time. Hadrian DeMayorbius, the organizer of the event, says the hope is to hold a similar event every month to get more people active in the community. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Kristen Wiig joined an exclusive club over the weekend. She is now in the Five Timers Club when it comes to hosting Saturday Night Live. The former SNL cast member was joined by other fellow Five Timers who all wore five-timer jackets, including Matt Damon, Paul Rudd, and Ryan Gosling. Altogether, there are 25 SNL Five Timers, including Tom Hanks and Bill Murray. Congratulations, Kristen. Sunday night was the last episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and creator Larry David, as expected, weighed in on why the show is ending after 12 seasons and 25 years. David said he is too old to be on camera every week and to act the way he does, calling it insane and saying he cannot go into his 80s behaving like that. Fans might disagree with David, who is the real-life inspiration for the George Costanza character on Seinfeld, which he also co-created with Jerry Seinfeld. The famous curmudgeon also admitted to being just a shred sentimental in saying goodbye. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles possible off and on through about midday, and then we will gradually become partly cloudy this afternoon. 56 today, the wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 65 with some late day and nighttime showers. That will continue into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend on.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by Inspiration Ministries' own CEO, Eric Barber, and Merrick Fell. And, you know, gentlemen, if people are just joining us, let's go back over quickly what you guys do.
Yeah, we're a 75-year-old organization. This year is our 75th anniversary. We serve people with disabilities, mild to moderate disabilities. We provide assisted living and independent living housing for them in Walworth County. And we also have a coffee shop in Lake Geneva, which employs people with disabilities. And then we help them find jobs in the community once they've finished our training program.
So how does one find out how to possibly, if they have a loved one or someone who they would love to be a part of your program, what is the process?
Yeah. So typically what happens is individuals come to us through a managed care organization. And that's after an individual, a family member or a person with a disability has gone to the Aging and Disability Resource Center and they want to pursue long-term care housing. So they would then, it start at that point with the ADRC and then get connected with a managed care organization. And then the managed care organization on the individual's behalf helps them find a home like Inspiration Ministries. And there's thousands of assisted living communities around the state. And so it's a matter of matching up the individual's needs and preferences with the provider that they want to live at.
You know, guys, what I found in this journey is the fact that there's so many people who don't know anything. They're doing these things. And they're working with their loved ones, and they don't know that there are resources and we do a really poor job as a society of getting information to people who do this kind of work.
Yeah, we, you know, and even we joke sometimes. You know, people will get connected to us through our coffee shop, and they've lived in our community for numbers of years, and they had never heard of Inspiration Ministries. So really, our coffee shop in Lake Geneva is a window into what we're doing at Inspiration Ministries. It's really brought more people in. So we, you know, we do rely on that support and a community to come in and support us. And we do that through, you know, getting out in the community, doing things like this, spreading the word about what we're doing. And but we still have to raise those funds. So we do that through we got a very active donor base. Each year we have an annual banquet. We got one coming up May 10th at the Abbey Resort in Fontana. This is our 75th anniversary celebration. It's an opportunity for us to come together. We hope to raise anywhere from 15 to 20% of what we need annually at that one event.
Let me say this, you know, and it's, yeah, I mean, I talk about politics and politricksters on this show sometimes. Well, a lot of times. but anyway, so this is always amazing to me. You know, President Biden and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton raised $25 million, you know, for elections, right? Mm-hmm. Donald Trump just raised $50 million this past weekend. And for organizations like yours, you know, it's always a struggle, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's plenty of money to go around, right? We've got athletes that are billionaires. We've got entertainers that are billionaires, right? You know, for heaven's sakes, Elon Musk is worth, what, Calvin, 100 and some odd billion? You know, you would think, man, that if you had somewhere you wanted to deposit some money. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we have a compelling story to tell. I mean, since I've been here the last 7 years, and Merrick came on, as he mentioned earlier, a year after I did, you know, we've taken our fundraising from a couple $100,000 to $1 million. And that's been by going out and telling the story, and not to be cliche, but inspiring people. I think when we have an opportunity to get out and tell people about the awesome people that we're helping and the, what we're doing in their lives, I think it's very compelling and people want to support that. They want to be a part of it. And so we're just doing the hard work every day, day in and day out, to connect with donors, to put events together, to connect with our community, to make our organization more visible, so that we can keep doing what we feel is, you know, our calling.
So our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 is the number. You guys, so if someone wanted to donate to the cause, what is the process?
Yeah, you know, probably the best place to start is to check out our Facebook pages or go to our website, www.inspirationministries.org or inspiredcoffee.org. Either one of those, you can learn more about us. I think that's a great place to start. But each of those web pages has an opportunity for you to click a get involved or support. You know, we're looking for people's time, talent, and treasure. You know, we definitely appreciate the financial contributions, but we need people to get involved,
volunteer,
to plug in. You know, people that are talented and have a skill. You know, recently we had we were renovating some of our rooms in our assisted living wing, and we had a group of volunteers out of Kenosha that came in. And not only did we get the paint donated by a local paint store, we had a group come in and paint the rooms for free. So, you know, there are service opportunities on our campus and in our coffee shop where people can get involved. So check out our websites. I think that's a great place to start, and definitely reach out to myself or Eric if you're interested in getting involved.
You know, I always say to people, because I'm a servant, and at the base of who I am is a servant. And so, you know, and it took me a while to understand that, you know, and so it's at the root of who I am. So I serve. And I tell you, man, it's the greatest feeling in the world, right? Yep. It's the greatest feeling in the world. I often talk to the audience about the importance of serving and whatever it is. You know, just imagine some in this audience, their loved ones are, don't live anymore in the state, you know, they've, and so they don't have, you know, the older we get, the less people spend time with us. It's just a unfortunate reality of the life, right? Hey, go find something to do, volunteer, your time and your life will be transformed.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, To if you live in the area where Inspiration Ministries is, you know, go knock on the door, call them up. There's always something to do, right?
Yep.
If it's nothing more than to sit down and interact, play some cards with the residents, something, right?
Yeah. Go have a cup of coffee. I love the call earlier of the woman who was on her way down to Lake Geneva to grab a cup of coffee. That's where it starts. I mean, people come into our coffee shop, have an experience, and then want to get more involved. But yeah, there's no shortage of opportunities to plug in and help. And we have a great community, you know, being founded as a faith-based organization. We have a lot of churches, you know, even churches up in this area that have plugged in and gotten involved with us, and civic groups, you know, Rotary clubs, Lions clubs, different organizations like that plug in, send out groups to volunteer as well. And we get a group that comes out and brings motorcycles on our property and gives residents rides on motorcycles. I mean, there's no shortage, you know, there's no end to the creativity and opportunities of ways to connect with our residents.
So where does Inspire Ministries go from here?
So again, this being our 75th anniversary, the last couple of years we've been anticipating this 75 years, and what are we doing when we grow up, you know? And So the coffee shop was one piece of that 4 years ago. So that was a few years after I started here is when the coffee shop opened. But going forward from here, there are more opportunities for us to be able to provide housing and related services for people with disabilities. So we have a group that's been formed to look at, what are the possibilities for us to be able to partner with local business people and local entities to be able to put something together that would be new and unique and special and meet the needs of people with disabilities today and their preferences as we go forward. So we don't have any of that fleshed out yet, but we are beginning that process of exploring what that could look like.
So let me ask you guys, there are entertainers in the audience. There are people who sing, dance, do types of things. You accept, opportunities for people to come in and perform and do those kind of
things? We do. In fact, before the pandemic, we regularly had traveling musicians or churches from Illinois or from Wisconsin that would send people over to play music and to sing with residents and so on. And we welcome that. The pandemic kind of squelched all of that for obvious reasons. But some of those groups haven't returned back to us because the world is just different now and they've gotten out of those routines. So there are always those opportunities.
So let me say this, gentlemen. It isn't still to me. Are you connected with any other entities such as yours around the country? Are you connected,
So we do try to connect with others around the state. There's an organization over in Union Grove called Shepherd's College, and they used to be a residential facility similar to us, but they now provide a college experience for people with disabilities. So it's a really neat program that they run over there. And over the years, we've connected with them and tried to find ways to partner with them. I think we're better when we can work together and collaborate and see, just learn from each other. So we're always open to doing that as well.
So what do you guys want to say in closing?
Well, thank you for the opportunity having us today. This is a unique opportunity for us to continue to get the word out. I just encourage your audience to get involved. I know many of them are. I'm sure they're involved and active in their communities, but people with disabilities often, like you open the program, they're often the forgotten. And so people sometimes shy away from volunteering at organizations like ours. And what we've done at Inspired is kind of opened the doors wide for people to come in. And so I just encourage people to reach out, whether it's us or another organization, get involved, get to know some of these great people.
So give them a website again where they can contact you.
Inspirationministries.org. Or inspiredcoffee.org.
Yeah, man. Listen, man, it won't be the last time. I'll certainly invite you guys back. I think it's just spectacular. It's great what you guys are doing. It's needed 100-fold. And if the least of these, right?
Right.
You know, if you have not done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have not also done it unto me. Inspired Ministries CEO Eric Barber and Merritt Fail of Hope Inspired Ministries. Thank you very much. Look forward to having you guys back on. 844-967-2789 is the number. All right.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, man, I that's my wheelhouse, you know, having those kinds of conversations and discussions. It just uplifts me because I'm so interconnected with special needs people, and so anytime I get a chance to, you know, break bread with people who are engaged and in that brings joy to my heart. But anyway, let's talk about this, man. Is it dangerous to smoke weed? Calvin, do you think it's dangerous to smoke weed? It's a broad question.
Well, it's probably dangerous to smoke anything.
Yeah. Well, there's no question about it. It clearly is dangerous to smoke tobacco and cigarettes. You know, so, yeah, anything you're trying to put smoke in your lungs, you know, you probably are not doing yourself any favors. As a reformed marijuana smoker, what this article, as I was reading it, pointed out, this is not the weed that your dad smoked. Okay. So the weed that I used to smoke was not very potent. And all I know is based on what I hear from people. There are guys who still smoke at my age, and they never stopped. And so they tell me about the potency of the marijuana of today as opposed to what it was, you know, 30 years ago. And apparently what they're doing with marijuana now, I was at a place the other day. And some young people walked in the room. And Calvin, they lit up the entire room. The odor of the weed is so strong. Have you ever noticed?
Yeah, I've noticed that at the shopping mall. You're walking down by people and you're like, oh, well, I know they were doing it before shopping.
Man, it is so potent and so powerful. Here's the response. Just do not operate a machine and or drive a vehicle. Well, no, I used to do both. Operate machinery and drive a car. And I'm not, a gentleman is saying, well, it's better than alcohol. I'm not questioning whether or not it's better than alcohol. It was my drug of choice, right? I mean, that's what I did. I smoked a lot of pot in my life. And, but it's been so long ago. And I'm not condemning anybody who does. I enjoyed it when I did it. But they're talking about the potency of it. And the fact that the potency of it provides even more of a health problem than it did when I was a young man and we smoked it, right? We didn't have that top quality marijuana. As a matter of fact, Calvin, we used to have to smoke joint after joint after joint because the quality of it was not what it is. And so when I talk with guys from my generation, they'll say, well, man, today all you need is a couple puffs off of it. But, man, that stench, that odor, you can't get it off of you. When you walk, wherever you are, it lights up. Man, I don't care where it is. Like you said, you go into a mall and people walk. I don't care. You go into the grocery store. I look around and say, I hope they're not thinking that's me, right? But yeah, it is something I think that should be talked about. It's something that needs to be discussed. If the potency of marijuana has gotten to the point where it is more dangerous now to the lungs than it was before, I think it's worth having a discussion about that. And the fact that people should be educated on whether or not, long-term drinking is going to kill you. Long-term smoking of tobacco is going to kill you. If you eat too much, it's going to kill you. So there are all these different things that are going to kill you. No question whatsoever. Marijuana can't be separated. And you just say, well, marijuana is going to kill you. Well, there are a lot of things that are going to kill you. But I think the more information you get, the more important it is. And so that's my belief, and I'll put a period on that. Tomorrow, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. Get out and enjoy it. Up next, Jane Matinere, Matinere on Air, and Greg Bach. And Calvin, man, get out if you get out of here in time enough and enjoy the weather. Walk the dogs.
Yes, I'll definitely do that. You too, Earl. Right.
I'll see you guys on tomorrow.
Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You
you should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In court for sentencing right now, the parents who were convicted of involuntary manslaughter for their role in the